Greetings, this is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoom. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. This is what God's Word says in Psalm 119, verse 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. In this radio message, it is my privilege to proclaim this text from God's Word in the sense of highly recommending it as a word to hold dear and by the grace of God to live by day for sure. Let me give three reasons particularly why Psalm 119 is so blessed to know and live by, and how it is wisdom indeed to have this text as your guide, and folly for sure to ignore it and simply set it aside. The first reason, think of the conviction expressed in this verse about God's Word. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. This verse is one of 176 verses in Psalm 119, in which the psalmist, over and over, from different angles and in different ways, with assorted terms, exalts the Word of God as a divinely given guide for us in life's brief journey. The whole psalm is an inspired tribute to the preciousness of God's holy word. The psalmist can't find words enough to express what a holy treasure is given to us with the word of God. What is it that made the psalmist so highly regard the Bible? Here must we not answer, the psalmist had this conviction about God's word because he knew, for one thing, the Bible is indeed God's word to us, and as such absolutely true and absolutely reliable in all ages, for all people, in all places. While God used different people in the writing of the Bible, he miraculously led all the writing by his Holy Spirit to teach us the way that we should go in life's brief journey. And nothing in all the world is so trustworthy as the message of Holy Scripture. In a world of so much deceit and lie, and where there's so much falsehood and error, what a blessing to have a book from God eternal, who cannot lie, teaching us the way we should go and the real truth about God himself and about ourselves. If you are looking for most authoritative and dependable instruction for life, death, and eternity, and our origin, our future, and yes, also in regards to marriage and family and work, etc., you find it in this inspired book, the Holy Bible. Looking through just this Psalm 119, we learn not only does the psalmist so highly regard God's Word because it is so reliable, but he realizes too it is so real and realistic in what it says, especially also about mankind, including you and me at this time. The Bible tells us the facts about us, particularly also about our root problem and most serious problem as sinners by nature before God, the Holy One. After God created this world perfect and good, including man, the crown of his creation, then, as the Bible teaches us in Genesis 3, man wickedly rebelled against God and became dreadfully guilty in sin and hopelessly blind in sin and is deserving only of God's eternal judgment for sin. The Bible alone gives the true diagnosis of fallen man in this sinful, troubled world. The psalmist knew too, oh, what wrong ways he could go and would go left to himself. From God's word he learned his only hope was to bring his sinful self to God and plead for his mercy and grace. Oh yes, and for this further reason, he especially loved God's word. Namely, he knew the reliable, realistic word of God is really a message of salvation for sinners in and through the Savior, whom God promised even the day Adam and Eve brought themselves and this whole world into sin. From the beginning, God showed himself as a merciful God who would bring about deliverance from sin, complete salvation and deliverance, not just from the guilt of sin, but also from the corruption of sin and the punishment of sin. In the psalmist's time, the Savior still had to come. But in our time, we know he has come in the person and work of Jesus Christ. But the point is, the Word of God tells of the Savior, whom God would send and has sent, and it proclaims all the riches of salvation freely offered in and through Him. And this is what made the psalmist so love and highly treasure God's Word. He found in the Word of God the promise of forgiveness of sin, and the promise of eternal life, and the way of victory over sin, Satan, death, and hell, in and through the promised Messiah. And so he loved God's testimonies above all. The psalmist realized how much he needed that gospel of God for sinners, as revealed to us in God's Word. And so he treasured God's Word so very, very much. Truly, too, how rich is the message of the Bible in telling of the Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, in and through the Savior Jesus Christ, even for as many as trust and obey Him. It may well be said, all the math experts in the world are not capable to calculate or measure up the riches of Christ the Savior and the inexpressible worth of the salvation found in and through Him. Even so, the psalmist, by God's grace, prized God's Word above all, finding therein time and again his need of salvation not only honestly explained, but his real hope of salvation heartily proclaimed through the Savior whom God promised to send and has sent in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Psalm 119, verse 2, refers even especially to the Savior with that word testimonies, which same word is used to describe the Old Testament tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant in the most holy place there, which all pointed directly to Christ the Savior and His salvation work on sinners' behalf. Oh, what holy conviction, gracious conviction about God's Word lies behind this text. Do you see that with me, dear listener? Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. A good question to ask, is this same holy conviction about God's Word also your conviction, dear listener? Do you too, by God's grace, know in your heart and life and demonstrate that too, that God's Word is reliable above all? And it is realistic in its message about man and sin, including yourself by nature, but it is also so infinitely rich in its message of redemption in and through Christ Jesus. It is surely God's goodness and mercy to you and me when this is your conviction now, and when it remains your conviction all your life through. How the psalmist also relied on God to keep this conviction, as verse 5 shows when he prays, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes." Clearly, when God's Word is so prized above all, how that impacts for good also the whole of your life, in the choices you make, the paths you follow, the pursuits you have, and the priorities you establish. It surely leads to peaceful and purposeful living here and now. And saying that brings me now to the second reason why this verse, Psalm 119, is so to be recommended and promoted as a text to live by. This text tells not only of a blessed conviction about God's Word, but also of blessed conduct in the light of God's Word. Notice what the psalmist says. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with all the heart. He speaks not just of being aware of God's testimonies, what His Word says, or about reading it once in a while, or hearing preaching about it, but He speaks about those who keep the Word, that is, those who take it to heart and treasure it and live by it. And notice, he talks not about just those who seek the Lord and follow His Word half-heartedly or hypocritically, just on Sundays, for instance, but he talks about those who seek the Lord with the whole heart, with all the heart. In other words, this verse not only reflects a holy conviction about God's Word, but holy conduct in the light of God's Word. It is those who seek the Lord with the whole heart who also keep His testimonies. And those who keep His testimonies aim always to seek the Lord with all their heart. You and I, too, can never begin to keep any of God's testimonies except we always look to the Lord and depend wholly on Him. And this is, by God's grace, the conduct of the psalmist. He aims always to follow and obey God's Word, looking always to the Lord Himself to be His guide and help in all things, and in all ways. Sadly, isn't it true, there are many religious people, confessing Christians and churchgoers even, who are not interested in keeping God's word and seeking the Lord with the whole heart. This explains also why the church is so weak in our day, and why so many who call themselves Christians are yet caught up in all kinds of sin and evil, and hardly different from the ungodly world around us. But this verse and all God's word proclaims and promotes true religion, involving holy conviction about God's word that shows in holy conduct of life before God and man in accordance with God's word. Dear listener, does this verse also serve to direct you in holy living before God and the watching world? Yes, in the way of living in daily faith and repentance before God. This text does not promote a religion of words only, but calls for heart religion in union and communion with God as revealed in His Word, and evidence in a life of obedience before Him and each other in accordance with the Word. Surely that is what God calls for from us, and what He prescribes and promotes here as the way of true Christianity. And the text goes on to tell us, contrary to what some may think, this way is not boring and negative, but it is the most blessed way to live. Saying that brings us to the third reason for urging all listening now to have this text as your guide and motto for life, namely, considering to the great comfort it proclaims. The text says, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. Blessed, happy, favored, rejoicing for sure are all such. Through the message of the Word received and believed and lived by, God grants us a restored relationship with Him, and He blesses our relationships with others. The way of sin and despising God's Word, we see it all around us, what strife and division and disorder and chaos that brings about in our lives, and what devastating effects also upon others often. But the ways of the Lord, how blessed to walk therein, and to live thereby. The Bible teaches in many places, and history proves it over and over, the way of transgressors is hard and most disappointing, but God's way is the way of peace and blessing beyond words. Indeed, God's way brings blessing and peace even in the trials of life and even in the face of death and the eternity beyond. God is true to His word. And when He says, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart, you and I can be sure He is telling the truth. And you won't find a true Christian anywhere discovering or testifying it is not so. For sure, nothing at all so enriches life as living by Psalm 119, verse 2. And nothing at all can make it so endlessly hopeful and joyful and fruitful and purposeful and beneficial as living by this verse along with all the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 2. What a text to guide you and me in life's brief journey, considering the holy conviction it expresses, the holy conduct it reflects, and the holy comfort it proclaims. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with the whole heart. Yes, thus saith the Lord. Blessed are you, living by God's Word, in your family life, in your work life, in your society life, in your church life. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. Oh, having heard this word, how now will you respond? God forbid that any listening now will just be hearers of the word and not be doers thereof. Jesus says in Matthew 7, verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, who built his house upon a rock. You will be wise, won't you, and follow the way of God's word? Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, please write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9790 Carlton Street, Chilliwack, B.C., V2P6E3. You can also find us on the website at www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.